The city of Fort Myers held an open house last night for the resident of Dunbar. The city wanted to update the predominantly black neighborhood about the arsenic found on a plot of land that the city used as a dump site in the 20th century. An environmental consulting firm briefed city council on the matter earlier this month. They told them that the arsenic present had no chance of getting into the city's drinking water, which is the source for water for most of the Dunbar homes. And even if it did get into the drinking water, the consulting firm says that it posed little risk to human health. WGCU's Quincy Walters went to last night's workshop, where the city attempted to convey this information to the residents of Dunbar.
As people enter the Dr. Carrie Robinson Community Center in Dunbar, they go into a room to view a PowerPoint presentation about the most recent test results.
Arsenic was the only metal found that exceeded the primary drinking water standard.
Black & Veatch, the environmental consulting company, showed test results to the city council earlier this month and concluded that even though high arsenic is present on the dump site, there is little chance of it getting into drinking water. And even if it did get into the drinking water, the levels, which are 5 times higher than the safe drinking water standard, aren't high enough to pose a health concern. But John Eigelhart with Florida's Department of Environmental Protection says the company the city contracted to do the test results has more work to do.
A little bit more information on the profile, a little bit more information on the leachability of the material that's there at the site.
Leachability means the arsenic's ability to spread. When Black & Veatch presented test results to the city a few weeks ago, it said the city had a few options. The city could simply do nothing, or it could put some asphalt or concrete down and make a park or a walking trail, or it could completely remove the soil for future development. But Dunbar resident Barbara Parker spars with Black & Veatch engineering manager Mark Martin, saying doing nothing is not an option.
As is.
Because by rule, that is still an option.
But that's a ridiculous option.
Doesn't matter if it's ridiculous. In engineering, we come up with a do-nothing option. You always put in a do-nothing option. Doesn't mean the city's not going to do anything.
But after reading this article,
okay,
the residents in the area would feel that you plan to do nothing because you already put it in their head. You're making them paranoid when you read something and it says, we can just leave it as is.
No.
That just sounds like you need to take whatever we give you.
City manager Saeed Kazimi is at this workshop. He was Fort Myers city engineer back in 2007 when tests were first being done on the Dunbar dump site.
I knew about the sludge. I was the first one did the testing. I was the first one talked to DEP. We did the testing. At that time, they told me this testing continue every year and we'll follow it up and see. There was nothing wrong. The same test result we got. Then I did it for 3 years, I believe. Then they said, nothing is happening, nothing is changing, let's do it every other year.
He says the results are essentially the same back then as they are now. Arsenic couldn't have gotten into people's drinking water, and even if it did, it just wasn't high enough to be a health concern. But two residents confront Kazimi at this workshop. One is Shirley Bird.
If you did this in 2007, and this is 2018, so why haven't nothing changed?
But there is nothing wrong with it to take it away. What's the problem? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Why? Because it's in our neighborhood?
Yep, you're black.
Put it in your neighborhood, and then you tell me there ain't nothing wrong with it. Put it in your...
Even though the city's environmental consultant says the site does not pose a health risk, Dunbar resident Crystal Johnson says having the dump site remain is still bad for the neighborhood.
It is causing the value of the properties around it to be worthless, and we know that it's not clean and it needs to be removed.
The DEP's John Eigelhart says the next step is for more tests to be done, but he says there's a caveat.
If the material were to be removed, then the further testing could be stopped, and it would be a post-removal testing that would verify that the material is not there anymore.
So why doesn't the city just clean it up? Well, Eigelhart says that's an expensive process, and even when the arsenic lime sludge is removed, the city of Fort Myers will have to figure out where to put it. But city manager Kazimi says the workshop was to gauge what the citizens want. People submitted written comments. He says whatever choice most Dunbar residents want, whether they want nothing to be done or a park or for all the soil to be removed, Kazimi hopes the process can get started by the end of this year. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Dunbar.